Relatives dimly understood Christ's mission. Quoted, the brethren here referred to were the sons of Joseph, and their words were spoken in irony. It was very painful to Christ that his nearest relatives should so dimly understand his mission, and should entertain the ideas suggested by his enemies. But the Savior did not answer the cruel sarcasm with words of like character. He pitied the spiritual ignorance of his brethren, and longed to give them a clear understanding of his mission. C. Rescued from error, Jesus answered them, and said, my doctrine is not mine, but is that sent me. My words are in perfect harmony with the Old Testament scriptures, and with the law spoken from Sinai. I am not preaching a new doctrine. I am presenting old truths rescued from the framework of error, and placed in a new setting. Priests and rulers deceived. Quoted, the lesson that Christ had given to Nicodemus had not been in vain. Conviction had fastened upon his mind, and in his heart he had accepted Jesus. Since his interview with the Savior, he had earnestly searched the Old Testament scriptures, and he had seen truth placed in the true setting of the gospel. The question asked by him was wise, and would have commended itself to those presiding at the council had they not been deceived by the enemy. But they were so filled with prejudice that no argument in favor of Jesus of Nazareth, however convincing, had any weight with them. The answer that Nicodemus received was, art thou also of Galilee? Search, and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. The priests and rulers had been deceived, as Satan meant them to be, into believing that Christ came out of Galilee. Some who knew that he was born in Bethlehem, kept silent, that the falsehood might not be robbed of its power.